This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to our fight against hunger. It's a fight we can win, but only with your help.
There's a lot of people hurting out here.
Text radio to 662266, and a donation link will be sent immediately to your phone. Or you can donate by going to radiocares.org.
7 after the hour here on the DJV program. It's an important day, an important week for us here with Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and me, and you, focused on how to help people. Because of the, I think this will become an annual thing. Started last year on this date with a bunch of radio stations that very quickly and loosely got together to fight against hunger. And because the fight actually is harder than ever to wrap ourselves around, because more and more people, families and that sort of thing are finding themselves in pretty desperate situation. So I decided to do this again this year. And there are, I'm the largest group because we have, overall, during the course of our broadcast day, about 320 stations that carry the DJV program. So we add that to another 3,000 stations, individual stations, group stations, that are all working to fight this. About 1,000 more stations involved this year than last year, because there's a continuation of a problem all over the country. And it has hit every single state. More and more people, the people probably you know, are in these situations of not having enough to eat. So you can help those folks during the day-to-day. And maybe if you start, you know, you do like you do, I contribute to the ASPCA every month. I think it's $19 goes to help adopting that. You know, I think they've got it down to like a couple of bucks. You can, if you donate to that organization, every $2 or $3 gets a dog adopted. Well, in this circumstance, I think, Victoria, you got some stats on how much the money, how good, how these people have got it down so they get so many different, the meals that are being donated to the millions of people who will benefit from whatever it is that we raise today. So what, by the way, you can text the word radio to 662266. And you get a donation link on your phone to help Feeding America. So you've got some stats. You want to review them with us a little bit?
Yeah, just to kind of, you know, bring everybody up to speed on what Feeding America has been doing since we were doing the radiothon last year. So between last March and now, 13 million children have gone hungry. That's 42 million Americans just since last spring have faced hunger because of COVID. That's a 55% increase in the number of people seeking help from food banks just since last March. Mm-hmm. So Feeding America has distributed, just during the pandemic alone, this stat blows my mind, 6 billion meals from last March until
pretty
now.
Amazing.
It is really incredible. And so during, they say, you know, normally it's between, you know, it's 1 in 9 Americans faces food insecurity, not knowing where food is coming from. During the pandemic, that went up to 4 in 9. So it really we could not be doing this at a better time. And so in Feeding America, as we all have said,
it's a bad time for people who need it, but it's a good time for us to be able to help. Yeah,
right.
No, Radio
Cares.
People,
go ahead, Jen.
No, but just to add in, I think a lot of people think they have to make a big donation for it to be helpful. A
couple of bucks.
But what I was thinking about, okay, I go to Starbucks at least once or twice a week. If I held off on doing that, if I saved the 5, mm-hmm. the 10, the $20 a week that I spend on grabbing stuff, fast food or Starbucks or whatever it might be, can you just make that donation instead? And there you find the money that you can afford to make a donation. It's not all that hard.
Absolutely. You can skip Starbucks for one day. You don't even need to do it weekly. Just do it one day.
I skip it every day.
For Feeding America. Well, this is to answer your question, Doug, about how much money, what your impact, the impact of your donation is.
Yes.
$1 equals 10 meals.
Yeah, pretty amazing, isn't it?
That is pretty remarkable. So if you give $3 or $4 instead of one day of Starbucks or one day of Dunkin', you're buying 30 meals for people. That's really incredible.
And they have got it down to a science and where they get the food from all sorts of places that are donating. Basically, the food's being, the money that you are donating is to distribute the food, because the food is donated to radio. It's just like, you know, we're donating our time to help people. The food's donated, and then the distribution costs are where, that's why it's so inexpensive to do it. So you want to help anybody, everybody you can, donate now through the day today and tomorrow. It will continue till the weekend at radiocares.org, or you can text the word radio to 662266, and then the donation link goes right to your phone. Okay? The Feeding America Radiothon continues. Jennifer, I see that the president has announced plans to withdraw all of our troops from Afghanistan. We've heard these promises before by everybody who's been there since, what, Bill Clinton? And it never happens. Do we have any reason to believe that this will be... We've been in that damn country for 20 years. People yeah. dying for nothing, wasting billions of dollars there. My God, a round of applause if he can pull this off. Trump tried to do it, and he didn't. Obama tried to do it, and he didn't. And, you know, you go back to Clinton...
To be fair, the Afghanistan troops we're talking about were after 9/11. So
yeah.
I don't know if Clinton was part of the equation. It was
George W. Bush. Bush. Yeah, right. It was
yeah, at the time. And I don't think Bush. He had any intention of withdrawing the troops.
Bush?
Obama?
No.
Obama toyed with the idea, but then changed his mind because of the security risks around there. Trump had actually set a date for this year that all of the troops were supposed to be removed, and because he had slowly been withdrawing them throughout his presidency, assuming that he would win re-election, and he didn't. So that date that would have happened, I think, in the next month or two. It was a May deadline, I think, that was agreed to by the Taliban and the Trump administration. Mm-hmm. So by next month, they were supposed to be out. Had President Trump won re-election, he didn't. But Joe Biden has kept up the
really?
Process. What?
It's been in all the papers,
yeah.
right?
He didn't win. But it's catch up. So since Biden is now in office, he extended it. So he's not meeting the Trump deadline of May, but he's going to move it to September, looking at maybe September 11th, since it's the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks, is the day that he'll have all the troops out of Afghanistan. And I'm for this. It's one thing I'm glad that Biden is continuing on. It doesn't bother me that it's taking a few months longer than Trump would have done it, whatever. At least
yeah,
it's happening.
Get out.
But I think it's really interesting to see the bipartisan backlash. Democrats and Republicans are ticked off about this move to bring troops out of Afghanistan.
Get a life.
So.
Get lost. All right. Time for that. That's good. Now, looking around our country, going back a little bit to the reality of where we are economically, psychologically, physically, morally, all the things that are part of America's growth during the last year or so. I was talking to my friend David Freeney, who's the number one real estate guy in this area. He happens to live across the street from me. But we were talking about the housing market and the prices here, not only in Framingham, but in Massachusetts, but out in California, even though people are leaving the state in record numbers, if you get property on the beach, you're in great shape. We are in a crazy time, housing frenzy, as it's described by some, because there's a huge shortage, a massive shortage of available homes. So the inventory, it's not that it's down, but because we have people who, for whatever the reason, are moving out of the city and into the suburbs, and then some of the suburbs are being vacated by people going to rural America, so the price of farmland is going bananas as well. And here in my town, any house that is on the market, if it's on the market 3-4 days after it's listed, I think around the country, ladies, the data shows that it's an average of 1 week. You put a house on the market, a week later, gonzo.
Yep.
You go to places like Austin, Texas, where everybody's moving from California. The houses, the prices are up 40% in just a year. Average price of a home. Didn't we do this the other day with the average prices for homes? I think I did do this the other day. Didn't I talking about where all the houses? Yeah, I did. And the average house in Austin cost $520,000. And homemakers, you know, you look at the prices, pretty much everything is at ask or above. And it's pretty easy to get financing because the interest rates are down, I think as low as they've been, right? Less than 2%. I don't know if anybody's
they're
trying to buy
low,
a house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's a crazy time to buy because the prices, you know, in my I'm at the Jersey Shore and my brother and sister-in-law live about 20 minutes down the shore from where we are. And
right.
every single house within a 4 or 5 block radius of their house has gone for $30,000 over asking. Over asking.
Over
like
asking.
Every house has gone into
yeah.
a bidding war.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, people
everybody
are just,
wants to get out of the city and down.
Now, our
and down.
Proximity to New York City, we're only an hour from New York City. So that's part
that's
of it because a lot of people
it.
Have left the city and now
yep.
they're working from home and they want more space and room and, yeah. you know, and so that makes sense. But I guess it's happening probably in every major city.
54, the number of active listings in the past week down 54% from the same week a year ago because there just isn't any. There's no. I'm in my community, we built 4 huge apartment complexes downtown, and they're 92% occupied. And actually, one of them is far from it's a. There's a 2 buildings on a lake downtown. That'll be. You know, they spent $83 million to rehab an old hat factory and to build a new building on the shore of this little lake. And the prices for these things are They start at $2,100 a month. It seems like for an apartment on a lake in Framingham, Massachusetts, seems like a lot of money to me anyway. And they're not doing condos, which is surprising either, because I would think they could sell out condos in that same sort of circumstance. But apparently you can make more money renting. I've done that. I've been a landlord, and I don't much like it. It's okay, you know, if you know the people that you've got in there. But if you don't, I think it's not pleasant oftentimes. Because how do you tell somebody if they don't pay the rent, especially now in the circumstance we're in, sorry, you haven't paid your rent, you got to get out. How do you do that? Not a very comfortable thing to do, but yet, you know, I mean, you're going to see a lot of that. I think you're going to see a lot of that, frankly, in the next few months when the federal money runs out and people still don't have jobs and stuff. All the more reason to be thinking ahead I say this to politicians not very lovingly, if you had any brains, you would be incentivizing bringing all these companies back to America so you can put all these people to work so they won't be on the public dole. Let's see if anybody hears that message. 18 after the hour on the DJV program.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com. One of the things in talking about our RadioCares.org, the hope to get people to volunteer their money to help people who are hungry. The American Family Farmer this week, our American Family Farmer show podcast is a focus on unjust food systems. So you might want to check that out in combination to what we're doing here. Don't forget, text the word radio to 6620.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour, that is Trending Time, every hour on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner with her expertise. We're talking off the air about Ryan Murphy and the American Horror Story, which seems to be trending. Why do people like this? Anything with the name horror in it is going to be a complete turnoff for me, but I guess for some people, like,
they're amazing.
I know, yeah, you love this stuff. All right, so what's this? What's the scoop here?
Well, American Horror Story is an anthology series, so it's kind of like a completely different story every episode. They bring a lot of the characters back, and Ryan Murphy has been putting out polls on social media. It started with 6 themes, got cut down to 4, then to 2, and he's kind of letting people pick something that's going to be coming up, whether it's a new season of American Horror Story or some kind of spinoff. And it got down to 2 storylines, Bloody Mary or Plague. And then a lot of people were like, no, we're kind of
no
living Plague right now. Yeah, can we ditch that out? So he's doing a recount of Bloody Mary and Sirens. Yeah, so a lot of people were kind of like, bring Sirens back. Let's vote on that. And so that's the current vote. There's going to be something coming up that's either American Horror Story, Bloody Mary, or Sirens. But we do know the 10th season is coming, and that is American Horror Story double feature. So that's going to be fun. And there's a spinoff called American Horror Stories.
Mm-hmm. All right. For everybody but me. All right. Taylor Swift is trending as well because there are a lot of people speculating on her next album of re-recorded hits. Is that right? Do I have that right?
Yeah. She's been dropping some Easter eggs. Doesn't she ever get exhausted of
creating
all of these hints for the Swifties? But yeah, so she released her Fearless album, Taylor's version, the re-recorded. And fans are thinking that 1989 is going to be the next one because for the trailer for the new film Spirit Untamed, we got a glimpse of her version of Wildest Dreams. She's been doing different appearances for her Fearless album. Like Good Morning America, she wore heart earrings that kind of had a striking resemblance to some hearts featured in her Blank Space music video. And there's another one where in the Blank Space lyrics, Rose Garden filled with thorns, and she's been wearing a lot of those floral pieces. So that's the
shopping Carol Baskin's line.
Right. The Swifties come
Laurels
strong.
For spring, groundbreaking.
Right. Yeah, because that's not on trend right now.
Right.
So, you know what I'm looking for is the Paula, is it Poroskova? I don't know.
Paulina Poroskova.
Her, too. All right. So she apparently has gone full frontal nude for Vogue magazine. She's all over the place. You can't open any website, and there's a picture of her. We were talking about her earlier this morning, Victoria, her body versus her face. And so she's been all over the place. Very attractive, kind of an interesting sort. Apparently seems very friendly. Rick Ocasek died, was it? Well.
She's very friendly and open. She's naked. Well, she's fully nude in Vogue Czechoslovakia. Yeah. But you know what? Look, she's in a completely, I don't know, Vogue here. She's not big enough to be on Vogue America. So, not anymore. Yeah. So she's 56 years old and she's been posting some nude, some strategic nude photos on Instagram, and she's gotten a lot of backlash, which, a lot of people who are so stupid were like, oh, you're in your 50s, cover up. No one wants to see that. Well, she's got a banging bod, so I don't know who doesn't want to see that, but that's Doug clearly wants to. In this new spread, she looks great.
I'm telling you, my Czech sister's pretty smoking hot.
Banging. Where'd that expression come from? Banging hot. That's
banging bod. I don't know. Her body is banging. She looks amazing.
Okay. I have to remember that. All right. Speaking of amazing.
Yes.
You guys, I'm so happy you tickle me as much as you do. All right, don't forget to donate. This is one of the big problems in our country, hunger. You can donate now at RadioCares.org or by texting the word radio to 662266. Then the donation link comes right to your phone. Help out as we are through the day and through the week. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with today's pet tip. Moving house is as stressful for your pet as it is for you, but careful planning will help you soften the trauma. Involve your pet in the packing up as much as possible. Don't lock him away, but keep him among the family so he can see what's going on. Keep to his normal routine as much as possible, maintaining his schedule of walks and keeping his food dish in its normal place. If at all possible, take your dog to the new home before moving day. Let him sniff around and become familiar with his soon-to-be new home, both inside and out. By walking with him and talking to him in a positive manner as he investigates, you will convey a sense of security. If you express anxiety or apprehension, he will most certainly be quick to pick up on that. It's important to take the time to introduce the dog to his new surroundings. Place his food and water in an area similar to where it had been at the old premises. Provide him with something to play with. Give him lots of extra hugs for reassurance, and that will help him feel settled. And remember, he's nervous, you're nervous. Enjoy the new home, but make your dog feel as comfortable as you possibly can. I'll more next time.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. In fact, over 1 million homeowners took advantage of refinancing or buying a new home with Rocket Mortgage. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase again, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. With an official mortgage review from Rocket Mortgage, you'll see just how much money you could save by making a move right now. Don't look back over these next few weeks and wish that you had taken action. You could save hundreds on your mortgage payments or pay off your home loan earlier than planned. You could even take cash out of your home to pay off high interest debt, complete home repairs, or bulk up on an emergency fund. When you want to secure a low rate, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
48-year-old Kimberly Potter, the former Minnesota police officer, has been charged with second-degree manslaughter in the shooting death of Dante Wright. Ms. Potter shot Mr. Wright as police attempted to arrest Dante for an armed robbery warrant after a traffic stop. Potter is out on bail after posting a $100,000 bond. Her first court appearance is scheduled for Thursday. A group of House Democrats is expected to announce a bill on Thursday that seeks to add four more seats to the U.S. Supreme Court, expanding it from 9 to 13 justices. Earlier this month, President Biden made another executive order, this time forming a commission to study expanding the court. Representative Matt Gaetz, the Republican from Florida, announced Wednesday a six-figure ad buy for a spot that takes aim at CNN as part of a plan to help him fight back at mounting sexual misconduct allegations. Gaetz is under federal investigation following sex trafficking allegations, and the House Ethics Committee also opened an inquiry. USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
NASCAR racing this weekend is at the short track in Richmond, Virginia for the Toyota Owners 400. Our partners at Motor Racing Network caught up with Martin Truex Jr. and asked him about his recent success at short tracks.
For me, it's just been what I mentioned a little while ago, and it's confidence in each other, believing in each other. And, you know, there was a time in my career when, you know, I go back to the Busch Series days, all the races I won there were short tracks. You know, we never won any mile and a half. And I'm like, well, damn, I need to get better at mile and a half. And then, you know, you work on that, and you know, in the Cup Series, you know, every track is tough. Everybody's working constantly on being better at every type of track. You know, for whatever reason, for me, the short tracks never really panned out. And, it, you know, even though we had a lot of great runs over the years, for instance, I think we led the most laps at Richmond like three or four races in a row where we finally won there. You know, it's sometimes you need things to go your way. But honestly, I think from a consistency standpoint of being consistent at these short tracks, it's just, it comes down to people and equipment and, you know, that belief in each other and really just, you know, believe in what they're telling you. If they tell me I need to drive a certain way, I start driving a certain way. And I know, you know, if I tell them that it needs to do something different, they know it needs to do something different. You know, it's just that that team chemistry that we've had over the years has been really good, and we've been able to fine tune on these places.
America is historic road course, and it's going to be cool to go there. And then obviously Indianapolis road course have no laps there either. So I think figuring those out are going to be fun. That's always a good challenge.
The Toyota Owners 400, 3 p.m. Sunday on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, back to the fight against hunger during this worldwide crisis.
This would really help me out a lot.
Text radio to 662266 and a donation link will be sent immediately to your phone. Or you can donate by going to radiocares.org.
It's the friendly DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. And our focus today, in part, today, the next couple of days, is the situation with hunger in our country because it is such a big problem. So we joined together with 318 or so stations to carry this program and another 3,000 around the country that are all talking about this today. So what we're really talking about is helping people that you know or may know, and Victoria went through some of the stats. Pretty amazing how they do this in the sense that if you give $5, it feeds, what, 50 people? Is that?
No, $1. $1 equals 10 meals.
Yeah.
So
well,
$5
is 50, isn't it?
Well,
right?
I don't know. I wasn't listening to you. I was
you weren't listening to me.
No, because
you're
making the math more complicated. Every dollar, you will be paying for 10 meals.
Right. Well, I think when you think about it, all the children, I said 14 million children earlier on. The stats may be more like 20-some-odd million children across the country don't have enough to eat. Then they rely on, remember last year, the whole hubbub, and I don't think most of us realized how many children in our country relied on school for their meals. Kids would go in the morning, have a morning meal, have lunchtime, and then after school activities, children are eating late in the afternoon, and that's it. A lot of those children go to school last year because they were all closed down, so you can imagine what kind of havoc that created during the coronavirus outbreak. A lot of children losing their source of food. So now Feeding America, which is the largest hunger relief organization in the country, is trying to serve these children. They certainly are committed to it. They do a fabulous job in all that. That's why I wanted to be a part of this, because I think with the problems that we're facing with hunger in our country, we need to try to do something as we can. And as Jennifer pointed out earlier, you don't have to make, you know, give a buck, or don't go to Starbucks, or don't stop at McDonald's, or, you know, whatever it is that you can do. Especially if you're a smoker, good God, quit today and put that money into helping these people. Text the word radio to 662266, and the donation link comes right to your phone. Or you can go online to RadioCares.org to donate. Here are some more quick stories.
Thank you so much. I just can't even believe it.
Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you for helping my family.
Things are tough, but we're not the only ones.
Yep. Hunger, it takes your breath away. You listen to some of those younger kids, such a problem. So help as you can and as you will. Donate. And you can tell people about this, too. Spread the word. RadioCares.org, or text the word radio to 662266. Meanwhile, we were talking about radio and television programs during the break. Well, actually, we were talking in the trending section about some of the stories. And I saw something that reminded me of my pal Tucker's Debris Show that's on NBC Monday nights at 10 o'clock. Did you see how close that asteroid came to hitting Earth? The asteroid known as GW4.
A real one, not in the TV show, right?
Yeah, right. No, this is real.
No, I'm behind. Yeah. I'm a week behind on Debris. I don't know what happens with the asteroid.
No,
okay,
this is
a real one.
This is a real asteroid that traveled at 18,700 miles an hour. It passed within 12,000 miles of the Earth's surface on Monday. So when you look at that and you think about, you know, you see the beginning of Debris where the stuff is coming and hitting the planet. Those are bits and pieces, supposedly, according to the show, of not an asteroid, but of a spaceship that broke up and the pieces have come to the Earth. But, I mean, there's...
I may regret asking this question.
Oh, no, don't do it.
There's no soil involved. Okay, so how many miles is it to do the circumference of Earth?
25,000.
So less than halfway across the... Okay, so
yeah.
Then if it's... So less than halfway across the planet... That's
yes.
The space of how close... All right, that... Okay, because I was going to say, Doug's going to say it's close and it's millions of miles away. Okay, so
no.
Half a planet of distance away. That is pretty close.
Right. Yep,
okay.
It sure is.
I have fact-checked you. Go ahead.
9:01 Eastern Time on Monday morning.
I'm impressed with you, but I've got to say something. I'm super impressed with you knowing the circumference of the Earth.
I knew he would know, but I also feared that it would be a whole tangent, so that's why.
About how he once measured with, like...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's very nice. Thank you. Anyway, most of our satellites, by the way, to sort of help put in perspective what Victoria just did, most of the satellites, they range from 20, let's see, the furthest ones out are about 22 to 24,000 miles away from the Earth. So think about this. You know, this thing came closer than a lot of the satellites that carry the sound of this program. That's pretty amazing when you get right down to it. And the moon at this time of year is about 240,000 miles. It's closer in the fall. It gets as close as 210,000 and as far as 310,000 miles away from the planet. So think about that a little bit. I find when I look at these things, we remember the movie Close Encounters. This was a very close encounter. It really was. Most of the asteroids that you can see And there are pictures of them online. You go to the NASA website. The average asteroid is about 180,000 miles away from the Earth that can be seen as it goes by the Earth. And these, by the way, happen all the time, whether you realize it or you don't realize it. So people, you know, you go back and you want to scare the pants out of somebody. You talk about how many asteroids there are floating around, how much space junk there is in the sky. You can see, I saw a couple of witness descriptions of what happened over Florida when the last nightly asteroid came by within 20,000 miles of the Earth. That was, I think it was last April. So anyway, there are more, and they track these things. NASA tracks all of these things. There's a huge asteroid that's supposed to come within 20,000 miles of the planet in 2029. So you want to worry about something, worry about that. Meanwhile, debris continues. Monday night, 10 o'clock, NBC. And it just, you know, I love to talk about stuff like that. I know the ladies like me talking about dirt, but at any rate, I think it's kind of fun. American Idol, this fellow, Wyatt Pike, again, Jay, I was surprised this wasn't trending, and maybe it will. This is kind of a twist on reality, because Ryan said, told the audience last night that he was done. And he was doing pretty well. Why would he? I don't know that he. Ryan just said he had to drop out, but we wish him the best. But nobody knows why he did drop out. Luke Bryan was also absent because he got COVID. So Paula Abdul was on that night. Anyway, so it's just
Paula
amazing.
Paula looks so good. Yeah, she's really so much fun. Oh my gosh!
You know who doesn't
happy
look
to
good?
Yeah.
Randy Jackson.
Well, he lost
doing
a lot of weight.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
He was always, he kind of has the Al Roker look.
That
you know, after the
yeah.
surgery.
Gastric bypass.
Yeah.
They
right.
lose a lot of weight, yeah. have a lot of skin and a big head.
He's on that show, Name That Tune, with Chris Merrick. I never understood. I don't know how she got that. Jane, remember her from 30 Rock? Isn't her name Chris
oh,
Merrick?
Oh, Jane Krakowski.
Krakowski, that's it.
Oh, name. Okay.
She's the host of that show.
Oh,
and
she's
she has
awesome.
Gotten
I love
so
her.
Skinny. Oh, my God, it's so distracting that she's so damn skinny.
Wasn't she the one who was rumored to go on a date with Mike Lindell and then, like, he sued her?
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly right, yeah.
Something weird.
All right, other people in the news. The boss's daughter, Jessica, apparently is going to represent the USA at the Tokyo Olympics as an equestrian. She's 29 years old. A lot of other people from families that we all know, like Bloomberg's daughter, Georgina, Steve Jobs' children, Bill Gates also has a daughter, I think, on the horse riding circuit. I
John Mellencamp's daughter was she's older now, but she was a big deal for a while, too.
Right. Yeah. I was coming across all of these people when I was pals with an equestrian. They used to spend the winters down in Wellington. That's where they all are. They really are. It's an interesting group of people, and they're, you know, they seem to be that people are gaga over them because of who their parents are, but they seem to be pretty normal. Georgina, very normal. And so, you know, I don't know what Jessica's all about, but she's pretty good. You got to be good. This is a tough, this particular sport, hunter jumper, very, very tough. A lot of practice. And, you know, they've got, Bruce has a farm in New Jersey, right? Is not
yep.
far from you.
About 15 minutes from here, yeah.
And also they have a place down in Wellington because that's where, again, that's where all the training takes place in the wintertime. So
yeah,
good
it's
luck
interesting.
To her.
Bruce doesn't even, he won't do wherever Jessica rides and whatever her events are. You know, naturally they always want to have an interview with him and
right.
he refuses to do anything. He disappears.
It's not
he doesn't
about
even
her.
Want anyone to.
I mean, about
yeah.
him, right.
Yeah, he doesn't want to take away any thunder.
Speaking of children, Bob Hope's oldest daughter, Linda, who worked with her father for a long time, says that her father made it to 100 because of sheer willpower. He was determined. I remember somebody else say, he'd said that once on Johnny Carson's program. He said, I'm going to live to be 100. Carson said, how can you be so sure? And he did. So he always wanted to be. Her grandfather lived just short of 100, so Bob Hope wanted to make sure he beat his father. My God, he's been dead since 2003. Woof. 2 months after his 100th birthday. Linda, his daughter, has produced a documentary, Bob Hope, the first 90 years. I haven't seen that, but I'd like to see it. co-authoring a book called Dear Bob, Bob Hope's Wartime Correspondence with the GIs of World War II. Linda, by the way, is 88, his oldest daughter, now. And there have been a lot of great memories. There will be people who will take shots at Bob Hope because he had a lot of affairs with his traveling partners during that time. But the
so
mother
talented. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
gosh.
Oh, he was fabulous. Very good. I mean, just everybody smiled. When he walked into a room or when you saw him or heard about his presence, you just smiled because he was that, you know, that kind of a guy. Just, you know, don't you like, wouldn't, isn't that a great reputation to have? When people think of your name, they smile. There's nothing better, actually. Gwyneth Paltrow taking some heat for the way she applied her SPF in a video. Haven't anybody?
Oh my gosh!
Not have anything better to do. This is another Vogue story. Go ahead, Victoria.
Yeah, this was crazy. Dermatologists are furious with Gwyneth because in the video that this is a popular thing now. A lot of celebrities take you into their bathrooms and they show you what their skincare routine is.
Great.
She was doing her daily. Well, okay, I know you don't care, but women watch this in the millions.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she took people into the bathroom and she did her morning daytime, you know, kind of routine. And when she got to the SPF stage, she literally, like with her ring finger, which is your gentlest touch, she dabbed it on her nose and on her forehead like she was putting on concealer and said, okay, well, I'm not really a sunscreen slatherer. Well, in the video, you can see all the sun damage that she has, so it's pretty obvious she was telling the truth there. But dermatologists are saying that, you know, 1 in 5 Americans have skin cancer, and to have a celebrity say you can just dot it on the, you know, the bridge of your nose like it's concealer is ridiculous. And so it's been a huge backlash because doctors everywhere are saying skin cancer is just on the rise in America. And no one, you know, people just don't take good enough
care
of their
skin. My
sister has
it. My sister's
right.
got it.
She's you never wear any
right
SPF. So no, you should get to the dermatologist and get a full mole patrol check.
48 past the hour on the DJV show.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Last pickup is at 7? See, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sunita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Some inspiration, you come to the right place, because there's nobody in my life that I think is more inspiring than Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show, a man who really, really lives the, what is it, walks the talk and walks the walk, whatever it is, he does it. One of the great trainers in the history of animals. Warren Eckstein does The Pet Show every weekend. Check out The Pet Show at petshow.com. So a lot of people have been talking, Warren, about Joe Biden's dog, Major, and what's going on. Apparently he's going to get professional help so he can adjust to life at the White House. You say that's wrong because it's not the dog, it's the people around him.
Is that probably the people still sticking at White House? People at the White House that need professional help. All parties, I'm just saying. Here's the scenario. I just read yesterday that now what they're going to do is they're going to take Major, who came out of a shelter not that long ago, went to Delaware to live with President Biden and his wife, then went to the White House, then back to Delaware, then back to the White House, now to a kennel. This poor dog has been through enough. Now, here's the scenario. Why would you educate a dog in an area that he's not going to be in?
Right.
So, for example, the dog should be worked with at the location where the problem is in all of the years. Now, this is not an exaggeration. This is Guinness. I've trained over 40,000 dogs, okay? The bottom line is this. I've never worked with dogs other than military and police away from the environment where they live, because two things are important here. Number one, it's not how good the dog is. It's how good the person with the dog is. So the person needs to be educated. That's number one. And number two, the dog has to be exposed to an environment that it's going to be hitting on a daily basis. So, for example, if you hired me to train your dog, Victoria, I would come to your home. I would work with you guys, teach you what I know. But I would also take the dog to all the locations you might be going to. I'd even take a ride to maybe your mom's house, your dad's house. Just so until the dog gets used to things, or to the beach, or to the park, or to the school, or anywhere there's a lot of activities that you may be exposed to, and gradually build up the dog's confidence to that. A lot of training takes confidence away and makes the dog more submissive. Yes, does it work? Yeah, but who wants a submissive dog? I want my dog to look up to me and say, hey, you, talking to me? So I think the important thing is that the education should be done where the environment is with the people that are going to be handling. So to send the dog away, what are they going to do? Teach him how to heel, sit, stay down, and calm? I'm sure he already knows that.
Right, and then strangers approaching him when he's on a walk at the White House. Like, I mean, how is that type of training even going to help him in the real life scenario?
Think about the people at the White House. Think about one of the ways you train dogs for Schutzhund, which is an advanced type of training in Europe, is because people's adrenaline, when the adrenaline increases, the dog reacts to that. So what happens in a situation like the White House, there's probably enough adrenaline going on at the White House at any given time to cover the entire world. So the dog is going to react to that type of thing. So the important thing is to work with the dog in that area, get him exposed to everything he's going to be exposed to, and make it a very positive experience. For example, if I were walking the dog down the street out of the clear blue, I'd have someone pop out of an office and say, hey, how you doing, Major? Here's a treat, here's a toy, whatever, and walk on by. So we associate seeing everyone with something positive.
Pleasant.
My fear is that sometimes training, and most trainers are really good, there's some great training, but a lot of times it's done in a negative way. It's what not to do. Let's correct.
Right.
Exactly. Let's correct the dog rather than taking the time to teach the dog what to do. That's really the most important part.
All right, so here's the story. You'll love this. A Dutchess County, New York man kept sharks in his basement to sell online. So he's been ordered to pay a $5,000 fine. He pled guilty to illegally raising sharks in his basement pool. He sold them over the Internet. This guy's named Joshua Seguin, raising 7 sandbar sharks, which is a protected species anyway, in his basement pool. And then who would buy these things?
You'd be surprised.
Some strange people out in this world. There are some people that want all kinds of different types. I've got calls for you. I can't even talk about some of the calls I've gotten over the years. But the thing is that I'm a big fan of sharks. I love sharks. I think they're great, but they should be in the ocean. That's where they belong. They
don't belong in someone's tank.
It's like the guy. Remember the guy a couple of years ago in New York City? He had a studio apartment, and he had a full-grown tiger living in the apartment with him?
Yes.
Remember that story? It's an ego thing. I think it's an ego thing. I want the biggest. I want the toughest. Give me the smallest, the cutest. I'm all right.
You are a real man. That's why. You are a very secure man.
We are talking today about the Helping America Radiothon for Feeding America. I was looking at the number of pet meals that are necessary. We're talking about human beings, but you know how many pets are hungry in our country? The same kind of thing. The food security for dogs. Go ahead, Warren.
But thank goodness a lot of organizations now are setting up food banks and delivering food to seniors. I'm doing some work out here with Meals on Wheels, for example, getting dog food to some of the seniors or cat food to the seniors. So there's a lot of things you can do. Volunteer, do something. Not everyone can do everything, but everyone can do something.
Yeah, exactly. So you can do that while you're thinking about helping people help the dogs and cats, too, who need the help. Check out Warren's program, The Pet Show. You'll love it, thepetshow.com. Warren Eckstein here on the DJV Show at 59 Pet.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.